From WNIN, in collaboration with the Evansville Courier and Press, this is a special roadshow edition of The Trend. Welcome to the first ever roadshow edition of The Trend, recorded live at the Wrights Home Museum in downtown Evansville. I'm Micah Schweitzer, and we just heard Piasaw perform Those Thoughts, which happens to be the theme music for The Trend, and we'll hear more from them and talk to the band a little later in the show. We'll also have musical performances by Dave Huffman of the group Jacob Freely, as well as Opal Fly and The Swatters. And in a few minutes, we'll hear from Scott Salmon and the Will Reed for Food Players. But first, let's talk to Matt Rao from the Wrights Home. He's the executive director of the Wrights Home Museum. And Matt, welcome to the show. You can play radio with me, put on some headphones.
Thanks, Micah.
And Matt, tell us a little bit about where we are.
Well, we're here in the Carriage House, which is adjacent to the 1870 mansion, the Wrights Home Museum. And you know that this is actually the second carriage house that was on this property. They built a bigger one in the 1890s where we are now. And this room that we're in was a stable. And the posts that are here on the walls, those are where the horse stalls were. You know, these big tall doors are for a horse to walk through. This is the part of the original floor, this section right here where the band is set up. And
It looks like the end of posts.
Those posts are punched down into the dirt, and if you were mopping the floor, water will go right down into the ground.
I see.
There.
So essentially you're telling us that we're in your garage.
Well, the garage is over on the other side where our gift shop is. This is the stable. Over there are where the carriages lived, and then later there was a Rolls Royce that lived in that room, and a chauffeur, the guys that took care of horses, and a chauffeur lived upstairs where our offices are.
So now you're the groom of the Wrights home, so to speak.
Sort of.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us a bit about the style of architecture.
Well, the Wrights home is French Second Empire style, which is distinguished by the mansard roof, the steep shingled part on the third floor. You see lots of French houses like that here in this historic district. But when we have people that come in from Charleston or Savannah, they comment on how many Victorian styles are represented here in this neighborhood. It's very unique here on First Street. Nothing else like it in Indiana. It's more like a southern city here.
The house has gotten some national attention. I know you've been in Victorian Homes magazine and even on HGTV.
Yes, we have. This is probably the only house here in the historic district that is in such pristine condition. It was never divvied up into apartments, and everything in it is very special and rare and original. The painted ceilings and the parquet floors and the wall coverings, and we even have many of the original furnishings in there.
Well, it's so gracious of you to open your home to us for this roadshow edition of The Trend. Thank you so much for being our host this evening.
Thanks for wanting to do it here. It's great to have all these people here.
That's Matt Rau. He's the executive director of the Wrights Home Museum. Our next guest is Evansville-based singer-songwriter Dave Huffman of the group Jacob Freely. And why don't you have a seat here at our little interview table?
I'm sure I got the right ears here.
Well, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you have what must be the musician's dream story. You're a recent college graduate with the tremendously useful degree in psychology.
Yeah.
And yeah. Casting about, looking for work, and yeah. You get some gig at a 4th of July thing.
Yeah.
And there are actual music scouts in the audience, and they sign you, and you have a six-year career all of a sudden with like 150 dates a year.
And they were like your typical small-town music scouts, you know what I mean? I played the show. It was my brother and I originally, and they picked us up and started booking us dates. Eventually, we kind of fell in love with the whole business of it all, traveling around, sleeping in our cars, figured out that, if you didn't spend money on the road, you could come home with money and pay your bills, and through that, found all kinds of ways to make a living on the road. Stealing breakfast from hotels, for example, works really well. Don't tell anybody I told you that.
We'll have to edit that out.
Yeah, edit that out. Well, since then, I think like 2 years in, we thought we had this down. We thought we had this. Hey, every morning we'll get something to eat. We'll just pull off on the side of the road, and you just walk in, you yawn, ask them, tell them how nice the morning looks. Then you walk right past into the breakfast room. And then after like 2 years of that, there were locks on the doors. After that. So eventually, I think we weren't the only ones that were doing that. So we were pretty loud about how proud we were that we figured that out. So, anyways,
if you're playing 150 gigs a year for 6 years, I'm sure you have an encyclopedia, a tome of stories to tell. But what's a sort of a nightmare story that you had on the road? Do you have one to share?
Well, they usually involve. A wreck of some kind, a trailer axle blowing out, or I don't really have any really good ones because we were more like weekend road warriors. You know, we always wanted to be home as much as we could, so we would leave and maybe be gone for 2 days at a time, then we would come home. So kind of a party pooper in that department, but
you never got, yeah. You never had the Spinal Tap lost under the stage.
No. We were both the whole time we were traveling musicians. We were married with families. We would literally, as soon as set was done, we were sprinting out to our cars to get home to answer to the boss.
Now your band Jacob Freely though was almost in a movie.
Yeah. It got shelved for like 10 years. And they kept running out of money. The project kept running out of money. The funny thing about it was we got the call. They're going to use our songs for this movie. Jerry Mathers was going to be in it from Leave It to Beaver, which we like played up like was the craziest thing that we ever heard in our life. Linda Blair. And it was just some like small movie, psychological thriller thing. And it was like in the local paper, like these small town kids going to be in a movie. And then it never came out. And then they started trying to shoot it again, and then it ran out of money again. So literally, we went down to shoot this thing in, I don't know, 2005, and it's now 2012, and it has yet to be released. But they keep releasing these like teaser trailers, you know, like Will to Power being released next summer, and then it never happens. So. Yeah, it was close,
but not quite.
Yeah, right.
Well, we will get to hear you play tonight. So, what are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song called "Dog Farm." Most of the songs are about my wife, my family, and some experiences I've had.
That's an unfortunate juxtaposition. You just
yeah, played. Dog Farm sounds. Dog Farm. Are you talking about Dog Farm?
Yeah, I mean, and then immediately mention your wife.
Yeah.
She's not here, is she?
Well, yeah, no, she's not. She's at home with Howie, our son. But yeah, that's Dog Farm is about her aspiration to own basically a farm with 1,000 dogs. And then it actually sounds kind of dark when you just say the title of it. But, and then a blues song called For the Strugglers. And then I wrote a song about, I'm going to play a song about a guy in St. Cloud, Minnesota. His name's John. And he just stands on the corner of Division Street, right down there in kind of downtown St. Cloud, dressed in a Superman costume. And he just kind of like goes like this and looks at cars as they go by. And he's got an American flag that kind of flies over his head. And he just started doing it after 9/11 and says that he thinks it gives everybody hope. But mostly people just kind of laugh at him and write songs about him and stuff. So that's the last one.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Up and get going. I know there's not much on. It doesn't mean you won't see it. Get up and get dressed and clean up that mess. If you don't, you won't have it. Get your kicks at my expense. That's what she does when I'm not making sense. But she don't mean no harm. She just wants a dog farm. They say, yeah, she pack my bags and run. We'd be better off that way. I think that I should stay. But too late, plus I think she's got a gun. So gather up what's left. Yes, I know there's not much left. It doesn't mean you won't spend it. And try hard not to choke when you see that we're flat broke. And maybe now you won't spend it. Get your kicks at my expense. That's what she does when I'm not making sense. She don't mean no harm. She just wants a dog farm. They say, yeah, she pack my bags and run. We'd be better off that way. I think that I should stay. But too late, plus I think she's got a gun. Yes, I know it's weird, but it's true. No one else could picture this but you. She don't mean no harm. She just wants a dog farm. They say I should pack my bags and run, 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 run. We'd be better off that way. I think that I should stay, but too late. Plus I think she's got a gun.
Hot in here.
Well, there's no more of your problems. There's no more of your games. There's no more of your leaving. Leaving me again. You know that it ain't right. You know that it ain't right. You know that it ain't right. You're telling all your lies and I gotta go. Feet don't fail me now. But I'm so sick and I'm so tired of you. Well, there's no more of your problems. There's no more of your shame. There's no more of your leaving. And there's no more of your games. Well, you know that it ain't right. You know that it ain't right. Know that it ain't right. You're telling all your lies and I gotta go. Feet don't fail me now. Cause I'm so sick and I'm so tired of you. There's no more of your problems. There's no more of your games. There's no more of your leaving. Leaving me again. You know that it ain't right. You know that it ain't right. You know that it ain't right. You're telling all your lies and I gotta go. Don't fail me now. Cause I'm so sick and I'm so tired of you.
So this is Clark. It's called Clark's Predicament. It's about that guy in St. Cloud that he stands on the corner of Division Street with a Superman costume. He's getting lazy now. He's been doing it for about 10 years. Plus, he's getting a little chubby. So I don't know if he can fit in the spandex anymore. But
I've seen a man who keeps guard of everything that makes life hard, but only wrong the story goes. He lies in wait for tragedy at the corner of Division Street, but only laughter comes his way. He changed his mind to keep it still. I know he knows it's not all real, but I've been told differently. And Superman, can you fly or do you just stand underneath that waving flag? Ooh, 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 is it true that kryptonite really weakens you? And if so, do you think you'll win? Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it came. Three numbers, they made up his name, and this cloud needed its hero. And with his will, he stands on division's corner still and shields us from whatever falls. But now I know his predicament. He's just a glorified Clark Kent, and there's not much he can do. And Superman, can you fly or do you just stand underneath that waving flag? Is it true that kryptonite really weakens you? And if so, do you think you'll win? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's Dave Huffman of the group Jacob Freely performing On the Trend from WNIN. Support for WNIN comes through a grant from the Charles and Jan Stenftenagel family, who encourage your support of public broadcasting, and from Romain Crosspoint Buick GMC Cadillac Subaru, where you get the Romain Value Promise, located at I-164 and the Lloyd, or online at myromain.com. You're listening to a special roadshow edition of The Trend, recorded with a live audience at the Wrightsholm Museum in downtown Evansville on May 12th, 2012. And our next guest is humorist and essayist Scott Salmon and the Will Read for Food players, Ray Major, Ed Walston, Paul Michael Ash, Angie Mayfield, and Billy and Buddy Hart. Well, Scott's essays appear in the Jasper Herald, and we're so proud to have him as The Trend's regular essayist. We hear him every few weeks on The Trend. And, Scott, it's great to have you here in person.
I'm honored to be here. I love this, what you guys put together.
Now, how did Will Read for Food come about?
Long story short, I volunteer at the food bank on Wednesday nights for the last couple of years, and there's a big need. And prior to that, obviously, I write these essays and so forth, and I've always wanted to put a show together, not just me reading, but incorporating. I love working music into what I write, and so I knew all these talented people you just saw, and so it was a fine opportunity to get them together, work in the essays, the music, and raise money for the food bank. So we've been doing this since October, and we're doing one at least monthly.
And $1,500 or so dollars raised so far.
Yeah, over 17 now, and hoping to get to 3,000 by October. And we, the Folk Fest in Ferdinand, which comes up in the fall, we raised about $600. And it's due to the kindness of the audiences, because we just say bring a can of peas, whatever, or a monetary donation. So that's $1,700 plus just for the food bank. It's people are throwing in $20 bills and stuff. So that's what's nice. We're not raising it there. People are bringing it in, so...
Your essays, they reveal humor and at the same time explore meaning behind mundane experiences. When you're having, I guess, what sometimes would be an unpleasant experience, do you have in the back of your mind, ooh, there might be an essay in this?
Always. Or? I never want anything to go right in my life. And so far, that's proven.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm a lot like you were.
The la-
last concert I attended took place last May and may very well be my last. The performer was Neil Young, a legend. The shyster promoter billed the show as a solo gig, which conjured in my mind a pleasing evening of acoustical folk rock. Old Man, Harvest Moon, Heart of Gold. But no, the person taking the stage that night was the metal Neil, not the mellow Neil of preference. We left halfway through, my $200 wasted. I felt robbed, my liking of Neil Young, a faded memory. Out of stubbornness, an artist might not play certain hits the audience expects. Usually, that's not the case. James Taylor plays Fire and Rain.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone.
Night after night after night. I've seen him perform it live twice. I'd pay to see him play it again. Just not at Neil Young prices. I saw Gordon Lightfoot play his hits on stage. Sundown, Carefree Highway, Edmund Fitzgerald. I can die now. Prior to Neil Young, my least favorite concert was in 1984 when that spandex act, Loverboy, came to my college campus. Not even a little hot girls in love, Ray. No. Ray doesn't seem to know Loverboy, thank God. And thank God he's not wearing spandex. At least Loverboy played what constituted as their hits. Appropriately, my first concert starred my then-hero Jimmy Buffett in 1983. I have seen him 6 times. He always plays what his parrot heads expect.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I'm gonna go when the volcano blows.
I saw Amos Lee 2 times. I saw Crosby, Stills, and Nash. I saw Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, the Doobie Brothers, and Jackson Browne.
Doctor, my eyes cannot see the sky.
Jackson Browne graciously performed solo and acoustical.
Is this the prize for having learned how not to cry?
I saw Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. I saw John Prine thrice and the Statler Brothers twice. I saw a 3-package act in Norfolk, Virginia, starring Merle Haggard, Conway Twitty, and George Jones.
He stopped loving her today.
I was front row center for Alison Krauss.
Baby, now that I've found you, I won't let you go.
I saw Edwin McCain and talked to him afterwards in the parking lot because his tour bus blocked my car. I saw Sean Mullen, Scott Ainsley, Todd Snyder, Jen Chapin, Jason Wilbur, Lucinda Williams, and Arlo Guthrie. I sat way too close to the speakers during Eddie Money and 38 Special and could barely hear for a week. I saw Leon Redbone, Ricky Skaggs, the Oak Ridge Boys, pianist George Winston, gospel great Sandy Patty, and Harry Manx. I saw Richie Havens.
Here comes the sun, and I say, it's all right.
Yes, Havens had a hit with that Beatles song, too. I saw the Chapin family, an act I loved, but the show reminded me of how much I regretted not seeing Harry Chapin before he died in 1981.
And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man in the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then.
The most I ever danced was during a John Mellencamp concert. Generally, I don't dance. I'm the fuddy-duddy who shouts at people to sit down and be still at concerts, even if it's my daughter's Wiggles concert, especially then. During the movie Footloose, I actually rooted for the preacher.
But Mellencamp's music that night coaxed the solid gold dancer out of me. I also danced during a Rolling Stones concert, though it wasn't a live concert per se. I saw them one lonely Sunday afternoon at an IMAX theater. I was the only one in attendance. It was just me watching Mick and the Boys on that giant IMAX screen. I danced so much that I actually shouted at myself to sit down and be still. I saw our very own Paul Michael Ash. I saw Willie Nelson, George Strait, the Judds, Alabama, John Conley, Dan Seals, and Hank Williams Jr. back when they ruled country radio in the early 80s. I shook hands with Boxcar Willie and Porter Wagoner.
Down the road I look, and there runs Mary, hair of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home.
Porter put on a great show. You just have to love all those rhinestones. I watched Tori Amos try out her new piano in my employer's piano plant. I saw Elton John at Caesar's Palace in Vegas. He played all his hits, including Crocodile Rock. Considered seeing U2, Bruce Springsteen, and the Eagles, but always remember that I'm miserable among the masses. Besides, those guys are too pricey. I might just make an exception for Van Morrison.
Do you remember when we used to sing?
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
I once almost had seats to see Van the Man at the Chicago Theater, but before I successfully entered the necessary information into Ticketmaster's online payment system, I was booted out, losing my two seats to a concert that immediately sold out. I'm still sickened by my bad van luck. I only wish that it happened when I ordered Neil Young tickets. I'd be $200 happier, and I'd still be excited to see Neil Young and hear him play Old Man, Harvest Moon, Heart of Gold.
Keeps me searching for a heart of gold, and I'm getting old.
Gentlemen, sha-na-na.
Thank you.
That's Scott Salmon and the Will Reed for Food Players on the Trend from WNIN.
Trying to get it right, and I pray.
Don't break me down. I scream and shout. Don't break me down. Oh, this time. There were times when I knew that I had lost sight of what I knew was wrong or right. Down, you picked me up off the ground. You shook my shoulders until I saw the light. And I know you won't let me down. I take a breath and wait for you to calm me down. Now this time,
it's live radio in the making. You're listening to a live recording of The Trend at the Wrights Home Museum in Evansville, and it looks like most of you are still here, which is a very positive sign. I'm Micah Schweitzer. We just heard our house band Piasa, and Jeffrey Osman sings and plays guitar. And Jeff, why don't you introduce us to the rest of the band?
All right. Well, there's Zach Ginzel on the guitar and the keyboards. He plays guitar on those slots and then keyboards on the other two songs that we just played. And Noah plays guitar mainly and then swaps back to keyboards too. They just like to mix it up to keep it, you know, interesting. We have Brandon Hagen on the drums and Tom Mooney on the bass.
All right, so that's Piasa. And what is a Piasa?
The Piasa is it's supposed to be part of Native American folklore. Around Alton, Illinois, it's a man-eating bird, and there's a mural of it by the river down there in Alton. It's across from St. Louis. I'm not so great at geography, but it's in that area, and it's on this bluff. It's actually been touched up, recreated. So it's just an interesting story of one time Zach, who's from the St. Louis area, he took me there to see this man-eating bird mural, and we got there, and I mean, it looks like it was painted last week, and it wasn't all cool and old looking like you would expect. But I came to discover eventually we named the band after that because we were kind of in a transitional stage, and we thought that would be interesting because we found out that the Piasa, the story that they have there, is mostly made up and not from the original Native American folklore in any way. It's completely fabricated by. Yeah.
Now the first song you played back at the beginning of the show was is called "Those Thoughts," and we use that as the theme for the show. We use an electronic version though that you adapted, I guess. What's that process like to take a song that you play on, you know, real instruments and then play it on a computer?
The very first thing, I mean, with music, I mean, a lot of what is the song is the chords and the melody. I mean, everyone puts their own ideas and textures into it. But the very first thing I did to create that version of it was to cheat and just sample a recording that we had of the actual band playing it for the drum parts, specifically for the hi-hat and the snare, to capture the essence of the drum beat that Brandon Hagen had composed for it. Because mapping it out on the piano roll electronically would have been horrible. So I've
wondered about that because it's so complex. I'm like, man, how did you program a drum machine to do that?
It's a drum machine. It's a drum machine playing like the basic beats of the song, like a kick and snare, mm-hmm. on like, you know, one, and then the snare on two and four. But then like with him subbed in there, kind of in the background, like I basically trick you into not realizing that there are two drum sets going on. And then the rest of it is a lot of the vocals are stripped out so that you can speak over it. And that made it a lot easier because actually there's just a whole section where I don't really have to do anything interesting, honestly. I can just leave it blank.
Well, this is the first time I've ever heard the complete song, and I have to say it came as a tremendous relief to me to find that the lyrics weren't obscene or offensive in any way.
Yeah, Zach mentioned that Micah wants us to play this song even though he has no idea what the words are. Now, there's no obscenities in it. We have, like, maybe one song that has a curse word in it, and it's like a breakup song. So as long as nobody breaks up with me, then I won't be writing any more songs with curse words.
That's Jeffrey Osman from our house band Pious Saw. And we'll hear from them again at the end of the show. But how about a round of applause for their performance? All right, our final act on this special roadshow edition of The Trend is Opal Fly and the Swatters, which is Fox Fly on drums and Alex Walwork on the bass. And Opal is an Evansville-based musician, masseuse, and fire musician, but unfortunately massage and fire don't translate well to radio, so we're going to focus on the music. What else doesn't translate well to radio, but I feel like we have to tell people that are your wonderful eyelashes.
Oh, excellent.
Tell me about these eyelashes. These are not natural, are they?
Blue.
They're like feathers.
Yeah, I was an oddity when I was born. My mother used to be embarrassed, but now she's proud of me. Yes, blue feathers. It's a lady. I can get you a pair, actually, because with your blue shirt.
Right, it'll be just the thing, right?
Everyone in Radio Land is enjoying. Yes.
Now, you've opened for and played with some really big names, like Ray Charles and Dr. John and Lucinda Williams, and the list goes on and on. What have you learned from playing with people like that?
Not to bother them. No. I usually just kind of let them do their thing, actually. And it's a wonderful experience. Really, they're, of course, professionalism, how you can take a note that maybe wasn't expected to come out and bend it and make it the note you want it to be, as all musicians know.
Now, your main instrument is the saxophone, and you play all different sizes of saxophones, right? Or is tenor your...
I do. I thought it'd be easier just to bring one out. So... soprano, which I adore. Cindy Bechet is a huge light. And then I have, my wedding gift was a baritone saxophone.
So a lower one,
yes.
Bigger. Yeah. Now you also have an instrument that, I was going to say it's an obscure instrument, but I guess it's a little less obscure now. It's a tenor guitar. Tell us a little bit about what a tenor guitar is.
Well, I did not grow up playing guitar. I grew up, I was playing the saxophone, and one person I was with, they got a ukulele for Christmas, and we can immediately play all the Ramones tunes on it, and it was easy, it didn't hurt the fingers, and I kind of took over the ukulele, and I started playing ukulele, and it's fun to carry around. You can play it in motel rooms where you can't practice your saxophone, and so I started playing ukulele a lot, and wanted a little bit different sound. The baritone ukulele is the same tunings as the banjo, the four-string banjo. And then a little bit of history of the tenor guitar. There was a time period when banjos were kind of out of favor, especially when the swing era came in. And they were having a little bit of trouble finding work, banjo players, and hence the tenor guitar was created.
Because the guitar sound... Is it like around the late 20s, early 30s, right?
That was right, when swing was coming in, when you had all the, the Chick Webb and the Cab Calloway bands and stuff, and they weren't hiring banjos so much.
And so this was a way you could basically take the strings as they're tuned on a banjo, stick them on a guitar. You get the new sound, but you don't have to relearn all the...
It's not so twangy.
It's not so twangy.
Which is a beautiful sound in itself, of course.
Not to knock the banjo.
Exactly.
All right.
I don't want any letters. No.
What are you going to play for us tonight on your saxophone and tenor guitar?
Music for hire. Music and fire for hire. We're doing our first tune is Here's a Call. And that was written when I first got with Foxfire, Magic and Thy Fairy Pranksters and their fire show touring. And it's a way of incorporating our chanting that we love to do and kind of get a sacred sound going in the end together. So everyone's welcome to repeat the vocals with us at the end. And the other one is called Complex Love, which was written after we had played about over 200 shows one year, and we decided to open a club and then decided to get out of that really quickly and just drive out west. So those are the two tunes we're playing.
Opal, Fly in the Swatters.
Hey, thank you.
Take life for a ride. Now here's a call.
break it down.
Break it
break it down.
Two buddies at home and one dance, when things feel right. Oh, there was no more quest, but tacodas. Oh, when we quarrel, nowhere to take arms, nowhere to take cover. How complex our love, laughing and arguing and making up. How complex our love, so I cried. No one else I'd rather be. I'd rather I met them all in sugar, you're for keeps. Sometimes we're so much alike, but then we take different from brand new heights. How complex I love, laughing and arguing and making up. How complex I love, sometimes I just wish I had boxing gloves. Shouldn't have left it. I don't like what I wrote. Well, I sure didn't think it through. Now I'm sitting here wondering how to tell you I love you. How complex I love, laughing and arguing and making up. How complex I love. Sometimes I just need a shove. But funny when you walk away. Turn around and you gave me that smile and asked me again to stay for a while. How complex our love, by laughing and arguing and making up. How complex our love, I'll be a sweet turtle dove. Your forehead and your nip on my ear. It would really wipe the slate clean. sex I love. Living in arguing and making up. And how complex I love. Oh, 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 oh. Living in arguing and making up. Oh, hey, hey, hey. Laughing and arguing and making up. Yeah.
That's Opal Fly and the Swatters, and we want to say a big thanks to all of our guests, Opal, Dave Huffman, Scott Salmon, and the Will Reed for Food Players, and our house band, Piasa, for great performances. Let's hear it for them again. Support for WNIN comes from Evansville Day School, preparing for college, preparing for life for over 60 years. Information online at evansvilledayschool.org. We'd like to thank Acropolis Restaurant and Casino Aztar for their support of the Trend Roadshow. Special thanks also to Matt Rao and the Wrights Home Museum. And thanks to Amanda Campbell, Cheryl Flaherty, Ashley Murray, and Steve Berger at WNIN. Piasa provided sound for the show with technical support from Zach Genzel. The show was produced by Jeffrey Osman and Tony Voss, who also directed the show. I'm Micah Schweitzer. This is The Trend from WNIN-FM, Evansville. Just as soon forget him, she'd remember to forget. But his name is whispered.
the pillow under her.